I'm going to turn yours off, Jim.
Line them up.
I just might turn yours off. Well, we haven't had a chance to really visit since the fourth and final preseason game. You know, we at Miami, neither club, I'm happy to report, had a single starter injured in the game, largely because Coach Philbin and I decided not to play our starters in the game. But we got through it. We had some minor bumps and bruises with some of the younger players, but we got a lot out of it. We got to see a lot of younger players in this game in particular. Helped us to, you know, move forward and make our decisions yesterday and today. And, you know, these 2 days, yesterday and today, are very, very difficult. I've been doing it for many, many years, and every year they're difficult decisions. As I told our team yesterday after we had made most of the moves, that, you know, unfortunately we let go some really good teammates, some close friends. You know, as I mentioned to the guys in the room here yesterday, that they – some may be coming back. You may see them Sunday on practice squad, and some of you may never ever see again. And but these are two very difficult days for us. We have a policy here that I personally talk to in person every player that we release. I was able to personally talk to everybody except Mike. I mentioned to you guys and to us that he wanted to go to Mizzou, and we were fine with that. I had a conversation with Mike about an hour ago, and our intention is to get together tomorrow so that I can tell him the same thing I told everybody else that I let go, the reasons for that, and then what their worlds look like moving forward. So Mike and I'll get together tomorrow and talk about those things. So again, a difficult couple days. We got to 53, as everybody else has. I can't say that we're done. We're, you know, no different than any other team in the league. We're going to watch the wire and see if it's at all possible for us to upgrade our football team over the next couple days. Any questions?
Can you tell us what Mike's reaction was or what he said to you?
He said, yes, sir, and he said, I understand. He said, thanks for the opportunity. And I said, Mike, I'm looking forward to visiting with you tomorrow. He goes, I am too. So that was really what was said.
How hard specifically with that one, how hard was that decision?
Well, it was a football decision, and the decision is no different than any other decision that we make. It was a football decision. It was a football decision back in May to draft Mike. And once again, I mean, it's been all about football. You know, I will tell you this, I was pulling for Mike. I really was. And I don't say that very often, but I was. Mike came in here and did everything we asked him to do. He got a chance to play a lot of snaps. He had the second most snaps on the defensive line to Ethan Westbrook, and well over 120, 30 snaps, and was productive. But as we said, on the front end of this, of the whole, when we drafted Mike on the front end, we mentioned that, you know, it's going to be a tough road. I mean, those four defensive ends that we have on the roster are good, and they play a lot, and they're very productive, and then, you know, as well as the tackles. So we have, that's the strength of our football team. But again, it was a football decision.
Is it unusual to not have the in-person meeting with everybody on that day?
Oh, no, it happens at times. Yeah, because we, you know, I think most clubs will start on Friday and then finish on Saturday. And Saturday, by nature of the scheduling, is a player's day off. And sometimes you can't get in touch with them. Sometimes it's a last-minute thing. But so it's not unusual, no. But, you know, it was, you know, we discussed, we communicated last night, Mike and I did. And, you know, I knew that he had plans and was not in town, was going to be in Columbia.
Coach, what's the likelihood of him being a practice squad?
You know, I can't go there right now. We don't. Coaches don't talk about practice squads, you know, because we have to see what happens. As far as the, you know, the claims and things are concerned, we'll know better tomorrow afternoon. And the practice squad is, you know, it's heavily dependent on what you do in other positions. You know, we've got, for example, we have, you know, it's well noted that, you know, Tremaine's going to be down for a few weeks. Barrett's going to be down for a few weeks. We may have to go heavy in the other positions. If you're familiar with our roster right now, we got five linebackers, for example. We need linebackers on the practice squad. So I'm not going to go into what his odds are, what those opportunities are until, you know, we sift through things tomorrow.
Part of this decision, too, and you were upfront about it from the beginning. Ethan Westbrooks is a heck of a prospect.
Yes, he is. He was very, very productive in the preseason for us, and played all four spots. And is a very, very talented young player that I think has a really good future.
Was he simply competing toward the end against Westbrooks for the final spot, or was he competing against the entire machinations of the 53?
Well, it's I think it's a little bit of both. Nine defensive linemen on the roster is a significant number, especially when you're a four down line team. So nine's a number that we looked at to start the season. Whether you go with 10, if you go with 10, then you're going to be short someplace else, and we're just not there.
Jeff, Michael didn't make the team, but by all accounts, this was a very positive experience. And for all the concerns about the historical impact of this and what it could mean to a team and people talking about, quote, distractions, what's the takeaway? What's the lesson here?
Well, there was no distraction. If someone perceived or thought there may be a distraction, they weren't in the building. And I've been saying that all along. This was a football decision. Mike fit in very, very well. He was fun to be around. He was a good teammate. There was no issue there. And again, as I said earlier, I was pulling for him, and it didn't work out. It just didn't work out.
Does this represent progress in that he had a good camp, he fit in, everything went really well? For the next Michael Sam and the one after that, does this send a message to the league about there's nothing to be paranoid about?
Yeah, Bernie, there were a lot of things that were said right around draft, right after we drafted him, that this was a historical moment for the league and everything. We're proud to be a part of that, but it was a great experience, but there were no issues. That's the thing. So no issues in this team meeting room, on the field, any place. And I, I just think there was a lot more made of it than there should have been. And I'm just obviously, as I said back at draft time, I was proud to be a part of that. Enjoyed the experience. And, with Mike, I mean, Mike's got the ability. I mean, Mike played well. He has the ability to play someplace. And it's got to be the right place. It's got to be a fit. As someone told me years ago, the difference between a good player and an average player in this league is just snaps. It's reps. And he's a much better player now than he was when he got here, as is the case with most of the first year, the rookies or draft choices and things and guys that came through here. That's just life of the National Football League.
Jeff, you brought Wade Davis in to address the team. You did whatever it took to make Mike feel comfortable here, and so did the 53 players, the 95 players. What challenges would another team have if they bring Mike in, this week?
There will be no challenges. No challenges whatsoever. He's not about drawing attention to himself. He kept his head down and he worked. And you can't ask anything more out of any player for that matter. But there's no challenges with respect to Mike Sam and the second opportunity that lies ahead.
You had mentioned after the game Thursday you thought he had the ability to play in his league. What assets do you think he has that might put him in good stead if he makes an NFL?
Well, it's his motor. Mike was a co-SEC defensive player of the year because of his motor. I mean, he just plays hard all the time. He's smart. He's learned to use his hands better, hand placement, and he's gotten better in the pass rush. But the plays he made were effort plays, and, after playing a lot of plays, effort plays are what you look for. So I think he's got skills to fit in someplace.
You talked about you hoped it worked out, and you talked about he can play and all that. So as you guys went through all the decisions that had to be made, when you finally came to that decision, how hard was that?
It was not a difficult decision. Let me point out, our sixth-round pick, and we had four seventh-round picks, and none of them are on the active roster, okay? So we made football decisions with respect to our draft choices, with respect to our undrafted free agents, And, you know, when and you look at the big picture, that implies that we're getting better. This team is getting better because we're releasing draft choices.
When you look at, I mean, for the entire roster, you have only two quarterbacks. Is that something you're, you know, on the active roster right now? Are you comfortable going into?
Well, we've gone in to most games with two quarterbacks on the active roster. You know, we have one on practice squad here and there. That's not an issue. The quarterback position is a position that we're going to address, that we're going to monitor. You know, we get the picks went in, you know, what, 45 minutes ago, and we'll get the list and we'll see what's out there. And I'm sure there'll be workouts and tryouts and, you know, potential to, you know, do some things at the position. But right now, as I said a couple days ago, we're not going to overreact, and we're going to apply patience to this situation.
Does that still go for any possible trade talks or anything?
There's always that possibility. We're not engaging in it to this point.
Coach, you said it was not a difficult decision to waive Michael, but why did you then wait till about an hour ago to let him know?
Well, we have internal discussions. There's things I'm not going to go into from a roster standpoint, but that's typical that you may be pushed up against a deadline. Has to do with other positions, other players, things like that.
How unusual is it to have five tight ends on the roster at this point?
It's probably heavy at the position, but it shows you what both Alex and Justice have been able to do and contribute. Again, the roster, there's going to be some movement on the roster. And, you know, we felt like this year's roster going in may be heavy here and there. We've got an additional spot, unfortunately, because Stead won't be with us for 4 weeks. So you can go heavy here or there.
What was it about Marcus Roberson that helped him win a spot?
He's a good football player. You know, he picked the defense up. He made plays. He tackled. He's got ball skills. And, you know, it's just, you can't have enough corners on your roster. So, and then, of course, you know, having to be in a position where we're going to be without Tremaine certainly didn't hurt his cause as well.
The fact that you had some very good young corners, was that a tough unit to pare down?
Yes. Yes, it was. And, you know, we're moved past that now. We're starting to game plan to figure out who's going to be on the 46 and things like that. But, yeah, it was a very talented secondary, you know, competitive throughout camp.
Okay, and looking for maybe a state of the team comment here. Just coming out of preseason, how do you feel about what happened in the preseason training?
Feel really good. You know, we're ready to play. We had some the off-season injury things we were able to put behind us, and we got guys on the field. We should be healthy going into the season, and the guys are excited. We've got a young team once again, but we've got a team that has a great deal of confidence in itself and our starting quarterback as well.
Okay. Thank you.